Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join with us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we will also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. This is Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen, featuring one of the great artists of the golden age of radio. Today we're featuring Debbie Boone. Deborah Ann Boone was born in Hackensack, New Jersey, on September 22, 1956. The third of four daughters, born to singer-actor Pat Boone and Shirley Foley Boone, a daughter of country music star Red Foley, and a direct descendant of the legendary Daniel Boone. When Boone was 14 years old, she began touring with her parents and three sisters, Cherry, Lindy, and Lori. The sisters first recorded with their parents as the Pat Boone family and later as the Boones or Boone Girls. They primarily recorded gospel music, although the sisters also released singles for the Motown and Curb labels that were remakes of secular pop music featuring Debbie as the lead vocalist. The Boones twice reached Billboard's AC charts, with 1975's When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes, number 25, a remake of the Supremes' first top 40 hit, and the 1977's Hasta Manana, number 32, a cover of a track from ABBA's Waterloo album.
With her older sisters married and younger sister Laurie in college, Boone was actively encouraged by producer Mike Curb to launch a solo career. Boone released her first solo effort, You Light Up My Life, which has been featured in the film of the same name in 1977. The song became the biggest hit of the 1970s, lasting 10 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, longer than any other song in Hot 100 history to that point. In 2008, Billboard ranked the song number 7 among all songs that charted in the 50-year history of the Hot 100. The song earned Boone a Grammy Award for Best New Artist and an American Music Award for Favorite Pop Single of 1977. She also received Grammy nominations for Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Female and Record of the Year, won respectively by Barbra Streisand for the love theme from A Star Is Born and the Eagles from Hotel California. You Light Up My Life also succeeded on the Billboard's Adult Contemporary, number one for 1 week, and Country, number four, singles charts. The single and album, number six, Pop, number six, Country, of the same name, were both certified platinum. The song, written and produced by Joe Brooks, was from the film of the same name. Brooks earned Song of the Year awards at both the 1978 Grammys and Oscars for writing the song. Boone performed the song at both award shows. Boone's version was not used in the film, nor featured on its soundtrack. The song was lip-synced in the film by its star, Didi Kahn, performing to vocals recorded by Casey Sissick. It was written as a love song, but Boone interpreted the song as inspirational and stated that she recorded the song for God.
Boone's overnight success led to a tour with her father and frequent television appearances, but she was unable to maintain her success in pop music after You Light Up My Life. Her follow-up single, California, also written and produced by Joe Brooks, peaked at number 50 Pop and number 20 AC, and was included on Boone's second album, Midstream, which faltered at number 147 Pop. Her next single, the double-sided God Knows, Baby, I'm Yours, also struggled, peaked at number 74 pop, becoming her last entry on the Hot 100. However, the single charted AC number 14 and returned Boone to the country chart number 22. Boone then released another film theme, When You're Loved, from The Magic of Lassie. Like You Light Up My Life, the song was nominated for an Academy Award for its composers, the Sherman Brothers, but it failed to replicate the success of her first single, charting only number 48 AC. Boone's wholesome persona contrasted with the image-conscious pop music industry, leading her career in different musical directions. With a crossover success of You Light Up My Life and God Knows, Baby, I'm Yours, Boone began to focus on country music. Her maternal grandfather, Red Foley, and her father had also recorded in that genre. Her first country single, In Memory of Your Love, 1978, fizzled at number 61. But she then hit number 11 in 1979 with a remake of Connie Francis's My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. Boone released another Connie Francis cover, Breaking in a Brand New Broken Heart, number 25, before releasing her 1979 eponymous album. Although the album included the two Francis remakes, her next two singles were not culled from this album, a remake of The Happening, See You in September, number 41 country, number 45 AC, and another Connie Francis cover, Everybody Somebody's Fool, number 48.
Her next album, 1980's Love Has No Reason, was number 17 on the country chart and was produced by Larry Butler, who helmed many of Kenny Rogers' records during the late 1970s. It resulted in number one country and number 31 in the adult contemporary. Are You on the Road to Love Me Again ascended to number one. Boone was part of a historic top five on the Billboard chart. For the week ending April 19th, 1980, the top five positions were all held by women. Number one was Crystal Gayle for It's Like We Never Said Goodbye. Number two, Dottie West for A Lesson in Leaving. And three was Debbie Boone, Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again? Number four, Emmylou Harris, Beneath Still Waters. And number five was Tammy Wynette, Two Story House.
The album generated two more country singles, Free to Be Lonely Again, number 14, and Take It Like a Woman, number 44. The latter single charted simultaneously with her father's Colorado Country Morning, number 60. Butler also produced Boone's next album, 1981 Saving It Up, number 49 Country, which yielded two more country singles, Perfect Fool, number 23 Country, number 37 AC, and It'll Be Him, number 46. Boone has not charted on either the Billboard AC or country charts since the release of Saving It Up. Boone turned her music career to contemporary Christian music, winning two GMA Dove Awards and two more Grammys. She first recorded in this genre in 1980 with a Grammy winning With My Song. Subsequent Christian albums included Surrender, 1983, Choose Life, 1985, Friends for Life, 1987, and Be Thou My Vision, 1989. In 1989, Boone released her Christmas album, Home for Christmas, which boasted a duet with her mother-in-law, Rosemary Clooney, on Clooney's signature song, White Christmas.
Boone debuted as a screen actress in 1978 in an original television musical adaptation of O. Henry, The Gift of the Magi, co-starring John Rubinstein. A frequent variety show guest star, Boone also headlined two of her own NBC television music specials, The Same Old Brand, New Me, in 1980, and One Step Closer in 1982. In 1984, Boone co-starred in the television movie Sins of the Past as Clarissa Hope, a call girl who was born again and becomes an evangelical singer, also co-starring Christy Alley, Barbara Carrera, Kim Cattrall, and Anthony Geary. Sins of the Past became a top 10 Nielsen hit. Boone has since made guest appearances on several television shows, including Step by Step, Baywatch Nights, and was featured on television films Come On, Get Happy, The Partridge Family Story, and Treehouse Hostage. In 1981, Boone made her debut as a stage musical actress in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, with a June showcase engagement at the Akron-based Kenley Players, season followed by 18 months U.S. tour, launched with a December 1981 engagement at the Fox Theater in San Diego. A critical and commercial success on tour, the production opened on Broadway in July 1982 to a generally lackluster review, with a particularly scathing critique by Frank Rich in the New York Times being blamed for the show's closure after just 5 performances.
Boone has remained an occasional stage musical actress, mostly in regional theater productions, although she did play the lead role of Maria in the 1990 revival of The Sound of Music, mounted at Lincoln Center, nominated as Outstanding Musical Revival by the Drama Desk Awards. Boone had earlier played Maria on tour in both 1987 and 1988. Boone returned to Broadway stage in 1996 to play, cast in opposition to her own wholesome image, Bad Girl Rizzo, in the Eugene O'Neill Theater revival of Grease, and on March 7, 2011, performed at the Gramercy Theater in the 24 Hours musical original production, Things Can't Always Be Awesome. Once her children were grown, Boone revived her recording career in 2005 with the release of Reflections of Rosemary. The CD, a fond tribute to her mother-in-law, Rosemary Clooney, features songs performed by Clooney as well as other songs not thus associated, but which Boone felt showed Clooney as the person she and her family knew and loved. Boone toured extensively for the album, including several nights at New York's famed cabaret, Feinstein's, where Clooney had often performed. In 2011, Boone released an album and subsequent concert tour called Swing This, celebrating the swing music and culture of 1960s Las Vegas. In 2012, Boone's profile, as well as her most popular hit song, were enhanced when she became the official spokesperson for Lifestyle Lift, a company that provides facial and neck cosmetic procedures. She appears in extended TV commercials and hosts a 30-minute infomercial. In all promotions, her signature song, You Light Up My Life, is pervasively featured throughout. In the infomercial, Boone is portrayed recording the song because she indeed re-recorded the 35-year-old song with full orchestration. However, at no time does the singer state that she has personally utilized the company's services.
Well, just a bit on her personal life. Boone married Gabriel Farrar on September 1st, 1979. He is an ordained priest in the Episcopal Church. Like Boone, Farrar is a member of a well-known Hollywood family. He's the son of Jose Farrar and Rosemary Clooney, the brother of actor Miguel Farrar and Raphael Farrar, the nephew of journalist Nick Clooney, and the cousin of actor George Clooney. The couple have 4 children, a son Jordan, born July 8, 1980, twin daughters Gabrielle and Dustin, born September 17, 83, and a daughter Tessa, born March 30th, 1986. Well, thanks for being with us today as we review the life of Debbie Boone. If you haven't done so, we encourage you to go to the webcast, www.goldengems.net, and hear a little more of her career and some of her amazing music.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are
reliving some of the unforgettable memories from the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artist and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We would love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.